ABC News.
Hello, I'm David Rowlands. NATO is expected to promise more weapons and money for Ukraine when its leaders convene for a summit that's seen as the most critical since the end of the Cold War. Representatives from the 30 member states will soon meet in the Spanish capital, Madrid, where they'll also unveil a new strategic defence plan to deal with the fresh Russian threat to Eastern Europe. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the bloodshed of thousands of civilians in Ukraine must spur commitments to supporting the government in Kyiv. Activists have criticised a pledge by the G7 to commit $6.5 billion to fight global hunger, saying the sum falls short of what's needed, with millions of people on the brink of starvation. The worst drought in decades in parts of Africa and soaring food prices driven higher by Russia's invasion of Ukraine have sparked repeated warnings about possible famines. However, Oxfam claims the G7 has failed to take the action that is needed, saying that millions will face terrible hunger and starvation as a result. The Sri Lankan Navy has intercepted another boat filled with people trying to flee the country, which is experiencing an economic meltdown. The Navy detained 47 people, including 7 children, off the west coast of the country as they attempted to illegally migrate to Australia. More than 120 people have been stopped in the past 2 weeks while trying to leave the country in small fishing boats. And the chief executive of St John Ambulance WA, Michelle Fife, has resigned. Ms Fife was due to finish her contract in October, but will now step down on the 12th of July. In a statement, Chair Shane Leslie said the board and Ms Fife had discussed the best way forward for the organisation, with growing demand and pressure for its services. St John has been under intense pressure in recent weeks after issuing several public alerts that it couldn't guarantee anyone calling 000 would be able to get an ambulance. This is ABC News.